So I started I think it was April, right at the beginning of lockdown. So, everything was sent out to my home. I didn't see the office at all for ages. I was really kind of didn't know what would happen in those kind of initial few weeks before I started. Fortunately, I had an amazing line manager who really reached out and was really lovely and reassured me. I kind of got sent all my kits. Because everything was happening remotely, I had kind of loads of inductions put in like my first few weeks of meeting people. But it was really odd, I think, particularly because it was so new. I've never worked in higher education before. New organisation, new people, all sitting at home in like my office or office. So it was really intense, but it felt guided. But I think then I was probably like one of the first people to have done that sort of remote induction. Whereas now we've recruited massively over that time and we're quite used to doing those remote inductions and working out what that looks like. But everything was very scary and very uncertain for everyone at that point. So it just all felt heightened. So yeah, it was a lot at first. Like constant check-ins, increased check-ins kind of at the initial kind of things with my line manager, but also there were certain things we did, like there were social quizzes that kind of went on in the weeks and things and kind of reaching out to encourage me to do that. We have sort of quite a lovely thing that we do here in that whenever we get any new starters, they send off like a little blurb and photo about the people and it kind of encourages people to kind of just reach out and say hi. And I did that and I'd not experienced that before. And I had loads of people reach out and say, hi, oh, you talked about this, I'm really interested in this. And that was a really nice initial kind of starting thing to make me feel, I guess, more bedded into things, even though I didn't have those connections in that sort of organic way. So it was really positive, but it required a lot more conscious thought and conscious planning than just letting things happen in that way that they would in an office space. I come in 3 days a week, but I have some flexibility about what those days might be. I personally really like working in the office. I like that structure of leaving the house, walking into work, or getting the bus into work, and getting to leave my laptop here at the end of the day. I really kind of like that separation of space. That's very important for me to kind of just have that structure of things. It means I get to see people, which I don't necessarily have at home because I live by myself. Having that dynamic and having that atmosphere around you of just walking casually around, going to the kitchen, having a chat with somebody is really important to me, but also kind of those contacts and those friends that I made whilst working remotely and I then get to see in the office, and then so that's really lovely. But it's super flexible. Like I have my scheduled days, but if I don't want to come in those days or I'm waiting for a parcel or I don't know, I've got washing, all those really practical everyday things that it's so much easier to do now you can work from home. If I want to swap those days, I'll just, come in on a different day. And it's very easygoing and very much about kind of what works for me. So it's lovely. It's very nice. It's a good balance to have, I think, and it's a good thing to kind of keep. There's quite a lot of space to keep experimenting with. Actually, that was working for me then, but now maybe I'll try something else. So it's, for me, has worked really well. Everyone's lovely, but obviously you have your particular people you connect with more. So being able to kind of find my people within that space, it's really nice to know that you've got your go-to people, which it, initially took a while starting remotely, and it took a bit more of kind of putting myself out there a bit more. But the OU has been really receptive to that at the same time as well. So, you might put yourself out there more, but actually you get that back. I think, sort of I get read as straight quite a lot, but I'm not. And I think, if I was with a partner who was a woman, I think perhaps not necessarily for me, but although I am quite a private person, you know, there is that risk if that person isn't out, that actually by having that insight into somebody's home life, they then are at risk of outing themselves if that's not something that wants, you know, they're in a place to do or they want to do for whatever reason. So it's quite a sudden intrusion into your life and a merging of private and kind of work life in a way that people were more able to, I guess, control before. And that's rightly or wrongly, but I think, you know, some people would want to keep those things separate. So I think there's definitely more risk around that. There's more kind of, you know, risk around people perhaps not wanting to put their cameras on because of whatever's going on in their backgrounds, whatever kind of people might read into that. So there's definitely, although it works for me, I could see that that would be a big concern for some people. And, you know, that's not just around sexuality, that's around kind of lots of different aspects of people's lives, the caring responsibilities, disabilities, gender exploration. So there's, the things are getting quite blurred, and I think you have to have a lot of trust in the organisation and the people who lead the organisation to respond to you and to respond to your community in a positive, welcoming way. And I think the OU does that, but I think it's important to acknowledge that that might not be the case for everyone. Depending on kind of, you know, the type of person you are, I think, you know, having spoken to my colleagues who have suffered through the pandemic, as we all have, you know, they know the support's out there, but either they don't want to access it, perhaps because of around, you know, if we're talking about kind of mental health and depression and things, the stigma around that. But also, it's quite weird because in many ways this is something we've gone through collectively. So I know a lot of people I've spoken to are sort of quite acutely aware that other people are going through things as well and not wanting to be a burden on them. So they're very mindful of other people's kind of headspaces, things on their lives, and don't want to add to that. You know, that's a personality thing, but I think it's really important to reassure people that it is okay and they don't have to kind of go through things by themselves. I think in terms of practicality things, you know, we have a director's update here, which is a weekly kind of update that goes round. Louise does a great job of sort of flagging, you know, this is our employee assistance program, this is kind of, these are the wellbeing activities and events that we have going on. But, you know, I think, and that's really important, it's something that I do in kind of working with students, but that stigma is still there and that stigma will still be there. So it's just about kind of carrying on to kind of break that down and normalise people asking for help, really. I think we, in some respects, you know, we have grown massively over the pandemic, but we are still that bit smaller, and therefore we're able to keep that transparency. And certainly as an individual, I do feel like my input is valued. It feels like decision making around what things look like for us as an organisation, as the OU in Wales, is to a certain extent a collective decision. And I do have, you know, faith in our senior leadership team, and I know that I personally was really reassured by the fact that we were bringing back to the office, and I was really reassured by the fact that Louise had quite a clear stance on, actually, we weren't going to lose this space. The space is important, collaboration is important, having time to connect is important. And it was really reassuring to hear her literally just articulate that. It gave me faith in the fact that, you know, things would be done right, because I think for me, if I knew that I'd be at home 5 days a week, I'd look for a different job. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. That's not what I like. That's not the environment I want. So for her to be so vocal about the fact that we're going to have a new office, we're committing to this space for the employees in Wales, is really reassuring. And I know that, you know, I can know that I can go speak to one of my colleagues who's on one of the planning teams about kind of what that looks like. I know that I can be involved in consultation around things. I know that I can have a chat with my line manager. So it feels very open. You know, it does feel like you have a say in what it looks like. It was sometimes confusing operating across four nations, not always knowing kind of when announcements came out, if they were for England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, because we had different kind of legislative positions, we had different governance positions around actually what was happening with the pandemic at that point. So that was quite confusing around navigating actually what was happening for us in Wales.